Afternoon, everyone. Today I'm joined by the Lieutenant Governor John Houston, Senator Niraj Antani, Chancellor Randy Gardner, Dr. Christina Johnson, President of The Ohio State University, Harlan Sands, President of Cleveland State University, Gene Smith, Athletic Director of The Ohio State University, and former Ohio State star Cardell Jones. So we thank them all for being here today. In just a few minutes, I'll be signing Executive Order 2021-10D to allow student athletes enrolled in Ohio colleges and universities to earn compensation from their name, their image, and their likeness. The name, image, and likeness order prohibits those colleges or universities from preventing a student from participating in athletics or otherwise in any way punishing them as a result of earning such compensation. Under this order, student athletes will be able to get professional representation and also be able to enter contracts for endorsements. They will be required to inform their college or university of any contract that they enter into. Further, some companies and brands will be off limits, for example, casinos, gaming, makers of controlled substances. The order is based on Senator Antani's original Senate Bill 187, which earned favorable support from those who are joining us here today. And Senator Antani will speak in a moment. There is a necessity, even if that legislation is passed, a necessity because of time. And so we felt it was important to issue this executive order now. Ohio's colleges and athletes need this directive. The NCAA, NCAA, and the federal government have yet to provide updated instructions on how to modernize collegiate programs and allow athletes to make money while making sure they remain amateurs. 17 states have now passed a name, image, and likeness law, and many others have begun to look at this. Athletes will naturally want to go to college in states where they can earn money and remain eligible to play. Without setting these rules, Ohio college athletic programs would be at a severe disadvantage. As OSU head football coach Ryan Day said in his testimony to the state legislature, name, image, and likeness laws have become an issue in recruiting. Without these guidelines, Ohio colleges and universities will have a harder time attracting student athletes who could go elsewhere, to have a chance to make money on their name, image, and likeness. Today, I will sign this executive order to give the athletes these rights and these opportunities, and also to maintain Ohio's competitive advantage in college sports. Now, Lieutenant Governor Houston will say a few words, followed by Senator Antani, Chancellor Gardner, and Cardell Jones. John?
Thanks, Governor. I'll start with a call that I believe I got, what was it, Thursday afternoon? When Niraj Antani, Senator Antani, and Gene Smith called me at the same time, I didn't have any idea that the two calls would be connected to one another. And, and Senator Antani was making the point that, that his legislation had hit some roadblocks, that this was essential, that this policy be changed by the date that had been targeted on July 1, that he was going to continue to pursue this, which he is, and we expect it to get done. But once we knew that we had some lemons, the governor wanted us to make some lemonade out of it, so we immediately went to work and came up with an executive order solution that will solve the problem for our colleges and our athletes while we await the effective legislation that we do believe is forthcoming. Now, this should not surprise anyone because every single day, what we do in this administration is focus on winning, how we recruit more talent to be successful. Earlier today, we had a nice announcement, a win with Amgen coming to Central Ohio. What's that? A company bringing talent, recruiting talent, and trying to win to improve the quality of life in our state. We do this all the time with businesses as we try to recruit tech talent. I see a couple college presidents here. We helped create innovation districts in Ohio, recruit the best talent to make sure that we could be successful from an economic point of view. And it's perfectly appropriate when we see opportunities for state government to step in as it relates to college athletics. If you want to compete at the highest levels, you need the best talent. And we want the best talent to know that they can succeed and prosper in Ohio, and that we are committed to those athletes. One of the things I think that that you'll know about this is across the country, it's emerging that there's a lot of bipartisan support for this kind of action. And as amateur sports, particularly NCAA sports, are changing, we in Ohio are going to change right along with it to make sure that our teams, our universities, and our athletes can succeed. And I appreciate the team effort that it took to get us to this moment, and for Governor DeWine's leadership. It's going to put Ohio on par or ahead a lot of other states, and that's what our goal is every day. How do we work to get better in this state? How do we recruit more talent? How do we win? It's another day where we are winning. We are moving forward as a state. Thanks, Governor.
Good afternoon. It's an honor to serve as Ohio's chancellor and to share a few words today about what this means to Ohio. I thank you, Governor, Lieutenant Governor, and Senator Antani for your tremendous leadership on this issue, and as well as others in this historic room today. I've listened to Senator Antani and Coach Ryan Day in committee, as the governor did, and we know what this is about. This is about Ohio's ability to continue to compete. And whether it's on the football field or the basketball court or a college classroom or a science lab, Ohio competes. And I was just informed this morning an announcement was made about at least 10 former and current Ohio State University students who are Olympians, members of the United States Olympic team, and maybe they too might benefit from the governor's action today. I think there's an analogy here, and I want everyone to know that these remarks were typed up this morning before I heard the Lieutenant Governor. But I guess it's a good thing that I'm right on point with what the Lieutenant Governor said, because that's who I work for, the Governor and Lieutenant Governor. But we've had a deficit 10 years ago in Ohio of 4,000 students who left Ohio to go to other states versus those who would come to choose Ohio for their college university. That trend has been changed dramatically. The latest numbers show that Ohio is third best in state college student net migration. We have almost 13,000 more students coming to Ohio than we do have high school students leaving to go to another state. I believe that speaks to Ohio's quality, our growing, emerging affordability, and it certainly speaks to a brighter future for our great state. So the bottom line for me in higher education is, whether it's athletics or academics, when Ohio competes, Ohio wins. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here, Neeraj Antani, State Senator. First, let me thank the Governor, Lieutenant Governor, for this. 38 days ago, Athletic Director Gene Smith and I stood on the campus of the Ohio State University to announce legislation to give every student athlete in Ohio the right to their name, image, and likeness. We had a very, very pressing deadline of July 1st, which is this week, because five other states go into effect with their name, image, and likeness laws this week. Those states include Florida, Alabama, Texas, New York, and now a few others. We had an urgent deadline. We wanted to ensure that student athletes in Ohio had these rights equivalent to other states. And speaking frankly, this is a recruiting issue. We want our teams to succeed. Like the Lieutenant Governor said, we want our teams to win. And that's not just the Ohio State football team. It is. It is also about Cleveland State basketball. It is about the University of Cincinnati swimming team. This is about every student athlete and every team in Ohio. Last week, we had a little bit of a fumble with my bill, Senate Bill 187. A little bit of a fumble. We are picking that ball up and running with it. I called the Lieutenant Governor. Him and I go way back to when I was in high school. And I said, hey, you know, is there anything that, you know, we can do? The governor of Kentucky did this. There's some precedents here. You know, what do you think? And the governor took the ball, ran with it, tossed it to the governor, and the governor now is scoring a touchdown today. And so I am so thankful to the governor for this executive order. This is going to protect student-athletes. Every student-athlete in Ohio, every student-athlete that is being recruited across the nation to come to Ohio will know here and henceforth that their name, image, and likeness rights are protected here in Ohio. I'm still going to pursue legislation. We do need to make this a permanent law. I know the governor is for this. I know the lieutenant governor is for this. We want to make sure that no governor down the line in 10, 20 years revokes this executive order. So I'm going to pursue legislation to ensure that this is permanent law. But this is leading. I want to thank the governor for leading. I want to thank the team that made this happen, whether it's Cardale or Brian Schottenstein or Gene Smith or President Johnson or President Sands and Coach Day. This was a team effort, but 38 days ago, Gene and I made a promise that we would have name, image, and likeness here in Ohio before July 1st, and today that promise is being delivered thanks to the governor and lieutenant governor. So very honored. We will continue pursuing the legislative option. We've still got some time here left tonight. If you all want to stick around, we'll be here pretty late. But I am very thankful to the governor for this leadership. Thank you.
I want to keep it short and sweet because this day is a groundbreaking day for Ohio student athletes and the future of college sports when it concerns Ohio. I want to thank our decision makers and our leaders of the state for allowing me to be a part of this. And I'm just excited for the future of student athletes, man. They finally have an opportunity to take advantage of their name, image, and likeness and the brand they created on and off the field. So with that being said, thank you guys for having me, and let's get this bill signed.
As we normally do, we have a bunch of pins here, so we'll... All right.